This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
While Christianity and Judaism share so many ideas and values, there are obviously differences as well. One key difference is that Christianity is a faith a person accepts. Being Jewish, on the other hand, is something we are born into or convert into. So family lines and genealogies are of great importance to the Jewish people. You'll encounter many family genealogies in the Torah or Hebrew Bible, but the most important one is that of Jacob's family. Indeed, his 12 sons are the very foundation of the nation of Israel. Often we Jews will describe ourselves collectively as the children of Israel, signifying our descent from one of those sons of Jacob. You'll remember that Jacob's name was changed to Israel after his wrestling match with God. But when Jacob pronounced his blessing on his sons from his deathbed in Egypt, he adopted Joseph's two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, as his own, and made them heads of tribes. The problem is that this would make 13 tribes, with Manasseh and Ephraim listed in place of Joseph. But the Bible always says that there were 12. The answer, my friends, is that Levi is generally not considered one of the tribes because its members were priests and didn't possess land as the others did. Ever since Jacob's blessing, the 12 tribes of Israel have alternately enjoyed triumph and prosperity and suffered defeat and hardship.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. You can visit holylandmoments.ca to learn more about the land of Israel and the Jewish faith with our new free educational resource, Limud. That's holylandmoments.ca.